I'm in Brighton.
What do you say, Ian?
A confession about passing a test.
What did you do?
I took a driving test for a friend.
Yeah, you took it for a friend? Oh, I've passed your friend many times and figured, where did you take your test, bro? And they didn't.
In Brighton.
Okay, so this is, I mean, a wildly criminal act.
Yes, it is. And still criminal. The statute of limitations hasn't run
out. No, it doesn't run out. No, I mean, Jack the Ripper's got more chance of being pardoned than you and your pal. So let's call you Ian, and what was the deal?
We were all obviously dead keen to get our Cortina Mark IIs and Capris and things out on
actually,
the road.
No, now you've mentioned those guys, maybe there is a statute of limitations on this. That long ago,
1979. Mm. He had failed his test four times.
Yeah.
And all of us had all passed.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I would sit it for him.
Wow.
As a chum.
Yeah.
And went down on the day, a little bit cribbing. We'd been practicing for 2 days the signature on the provisional.
Mm-hmm.
Went down, sat the test.
And did it.
And failed for...
Oh, no.
I anticipate the movements of other road users.
No, there's a thing in it. So that's why they allowed you on the air. I thought, this is good at taking my advice. Let's condone criminality regularly and on the air. And all of a sudden, you failed. What did your friends say when you went back? That's funny.
Because I'd got into the car sort of all confident. And slammed the door in the car and pulled away effortlessly, and everything was sort of going well, and a lorry was backing out. I thought, well, I've got time to go round him.
And it was full of fish, and it went over, and
And I just went round the lorry, and he kept coming, so I had to go a little bit further out.
You drove like a driver does, in fact, yeah.
Yes.
Like a real person.
Yeah, as you do normally, none of that 10 to 2 stuff. And
No. Feed the wheel through your hand.
Of course, I never got paid, which was the other part of the deal.
Yeah, but I mean, I should imagine... Who can remember all that mundane nitwit stuff?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'd exaggerate all the looking in the mirror stuff and everything.
Well, of course. Even looking through the windscreen, as we know. I mean, most of the time is spent looking at the little bit between the two seats of the cassette.
The examiners don't go for that, yeah.
No, they don't. And real drivers tune radios and look for cassettes, you know, and stuff, and count how many ketchup sachets are in the glove compartment, and stuff like this.
And to be able to shout, yowza, out of windows.
Yowza, out of windows. Yeah. So lean heavily on the horn all the way through so people know you listen to this.